We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Mary Neubauer joins us from the Iowa Lottery headquarters because, well, we want to talk Powerball a little bit today. The estimated jackpot up around $450 million. A lot of folks are talking about it. We thought we should, too. Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and it's all just pocket change, right? I mean, really, when you think about it.
Well, you'd have to have pretty big pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the jackpot has been growing for, gosh, more than 2 months now. $450 million ranks as the fourth highest jackpot in the history of the Powerball game, and Powerball has been around since 1992. So clearly, this is into the stratosphere. I always tell people, at some point, the jackpot just hits that level where it becomes the thing that everybody's talking about. You just never know exactly what that level is going to be, but we're definitely there now.
Well, we hear people joke all the time about, well, you know, I don't even play till it gets to like $100 million because it's just not worth my time. Yeah, it's usually worth something.
Yeah, you know, it starts at $40 million, and I agree with you. I'm not sure where that mindset comes from, because if somebody offered you $40 million tomorrow, really, you're not going to take that. But I understand people want the big money, and sales follow the jackpot up. The higher the jackpot goes, the higher sales go. And certainly, we talk about this all the time. Yes, this is fun. We have a great time just talking about it. I know people dream about what they would do with the money, but we truly mean it when we say play responsibly, play with your head, not over your head. Buy a ticket, buy a couple of tickets, just have fun with it, but it's your entertainment money. It's not, you know, the stuff that you need to use on the staples of life, that's for sure.
And I know you spend a lot of time and a lot of advertising dollars promoting that fact, that you want people to understand to play within their means, that they can chase the dream, but don't throw it out the window.
Right. You know, we always say the fun of our games is that you can do a lot of dreaming for just a dollar or two. And truly, it just takes one. I mean, there have been so many jackpot winners through the years who only bought one ticket. Yes, there are people who buy more than one, but it really does just take one. So yeah, we never want to see people spending beyond their means, because then that ruins it for everybody, you know. So just have fun with it, but be safe, basically.
Yeah, you probably have this number memorized, but the odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are one in what?
One in 290-something? Yeah, it's, we're joking about that, too, but truly, you don't get the big jackpots without the long odds. You can't have one without the other. And so, yes, they are long odds, but I think everybody knows that. I would hope everybody knows that. So that's why we always say just buy a ticket, have fun with it. But the other thing to remember about Powerball is that, yes, there's the jackpot, but there are eight other ways to win as well, all the way down to $4 for matching just the Powerball. So that's the other thing that we want people to do is, yes, check your ticket to see if you won the jackpot, but check your ticket to see if you won any of those other prize levels as well, because I would hate to think that somebody tossed a ticket that had won a prize.
Oh, and that's almost happened, too.
There have been so many instances through the years where, you know, people had a ticket sitting on the dresser at home or, you know, above the visor in their car, and months later they finally got around to checking it and thought and realized, like, oh my gosh, I won a prize and I came so close to not claiming it. So yeah, please look for all the money involved there.
Yeah, I remember one story where a fella tore the ticket, or somebody in the household tore it in half and threw it away thinking it didn't win, and they ended up taping it back together and weren't sure if it was going to clear or not.
You know, as long as we can, there are all sorts of security measures involved in a lottery, as you can imagine, and we can do tests on the ticket to make sure that it's the ticket that came from that machine. And we also can tell if it's the top half of the ticket and the bottom half of the same ticket. And in that case, yes, we were able to run those checks, and we could tell that it was the same ticket. But you'd be surprised the crazy things that people have done through the years trying to make a non-winning ticket into a winning ticket. And, you know, that stuff just never works, unfortunately. So don't try it at home, as the saying goes.
Well, one of the things you can do right out of the gate to help protect yourself when you get that lottery ticket is to sign it.
It's so simple, and for some reason, I don't know if in our fast-paced world, if taking 2 seconds, how long does it take to sign your signature? A second? I don't know. people don't do that, but then if you drop the ticket in the parking lot, if something happens to it, then suddenly how would anybody ever know that was your ticket? So I always say, as soon as you buy the ticket, just sign it. Just flip it over, put your name on the back. That way, there's no question that it's identified as belonging to you. And if something should ever happen to that ticket, your name would be on it. Then if somebody else tried to present it to us, for example, we would start asking questions, and that would help resolve the situation. So because an unsigned lottery ticket is just like a blank check or an unsigned check. You know, really anybody could pick it up and claim that prize, and I would hate to see that happen to someone.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and the other issue, too, that comes to mind when it comes to large jackpots like this would be, because we've heard folks win like this. We've heard of office pools that people get into.
Yeah.
They pool their money together, and we've seen that here in Iowa where folks have won big jackpots together as groups. You need to be aware of those types of things. It's fun to play together like that, but make sure that you do it in a way everybody's clear on how this works.
You're so right. And, you know, in fact, our biggest Powerball jackpot winners here in Iowa were a group who pooled their money together at the workplace and won. They were the Shipping 20 from Cedar Rapids. They all worked in the shipping department at the Quaker Oats plant there. So, yes, there have been many, many times that groups of people won together. But, unfortunately, there also have been times when groups of people who played together later got in a fight or had a disagreement about it because maybe, you know, somebody said that they'd put in a dollar, but somebody else said they hadn't, and so then they were trying to keep them from claiming the money, or somebody said that you bought tickets for the group that were different than the ones that you said the group had. So, I mean, all sorts of things can come into play when there's big money on the line. So we keep reminders on our website. Just, we always say, know the rules for your jackpot pool. Put them in writing. Another great thing to do is when you buy the tickets for your group, just make a quick photocopy of them and give everybody in the group a photocopy of those tickets so there's no question about what tickets your group has. And if you're the one buying the tickets for the group and you also want to buy tickets for yourself, you might want to consider buying them in completely different locations so that there would be no question as to which one's for the group and which ones were for you. Those are just some little things that you can do because we do want it to be fun, and I would hate to see people disagreeing about it later, that's for sure.
Well, unfortunately, we've seen families torn apart when things happen with inheritance and things aren't written down, and you'd hate to see good friendships, because that's really what these are, a bunch of friends that got together to do something that was kind of meant to be fun. You'd hate to see all that torn apart over something like that.
All right, I mean, you want to say it's just money, but it's just a whole bunch of money. And so, yeah, just write it all down, get it all straight. Definitely keep track of who put money in, who didn't put money in, so that there's no question about that. It's pretty simple to do. It's just common sense stuff to do. But sometimes I think when we're all just in such a hurry, we don't take the time to do things like that. If you take the time to do it, I think everybody will be much happier, and there won't be any questions later, that's for sure.
You betcha. Well, and we could get into all kinds of technical things that I've heard people ask about before, too. Like, you know, gosh, I wish I'd have bought my ticket. I bought my ticket like 6 minutes after the guy who won. I wish I'd have been there at that time, you know,
Yeah. All
this kind of stuff. Or I wish I went to that store because that one always seems to have winners and things.
Right.
It's all in a central computer anyway, right?
Well, and they're really, every ticket has the same odds of winning. So I know some people think there are lucky stores or unlucky stores. There really aren't. It's all the same. But there is a sales cutoff time. And here in Iowa, you can buy tickets for tonight's drawing until 8:59 p.m. tonight. If you buy a ticket after that cutoff, it won't be for tonight's drawing. It will be for Saturday night's drawing. So if you want a ticket, get there before 8:59 p.m. because we have had people be there after the deadline, and then their numbers came up, but they didn't win because their ticket wasn't for that night.
Absolutely. And Mary, one more thing I wanted to ask, too, because some people ask this now and again, because you always see the big check pictures. When folks do win different types of jackpots, they always get presented the big cardboard check. And folks are wondering, well, how do people actually get paid when they win the lottery? You're not going to walk out of there with $200 million worth of $20 bills.
No, well, imagine how much, what a big pile of money that would be. No, in the case of the jackpot, I always say, you know, that big check that we give people, that's their evidence because they have to put the real money in the bank, you know, but that ceremonial check, it's just something fun and obviously they can take it home. I always say it doesn't fit in the ATM very well, but you can have it. But in the case of a jackpot, we actually do a wire transfer. We only do that for our very biggest prizes because, as you can imagine, when there's that much money involved, there are all sorts of hoops that you have to jump through to be able to transfer that amount of money. But, yeah, we'll do a wire transfer for a jackpot. For our other prizes, you really get a check. So there are people who come to the lottery and leave with a check for $1 million, $700,000, whatever. And I love to see their eyes get big when they see all those zeros on the check.
Well, I bet they do. $450 million roughly at this time. Who knows by the time the Powerball jackpot is drawn. But roughly $275 million is the cash option. Nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing to sneeze at, but you're exactly right. Sales across the country have been really strong this week, so it's possible that the amount could be raised later today, or it's possible that it could just be higher by the time the drawing occurs tonight. So we'll have to wait and see. It's been a crazy couple days.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed our visit with Mary this morning and you'd like to meet Mary, go out and buy a Powerball ticket. You might be talking to her tomorrow.
That's exactly right, and we'll present you with one of those ceremonial checks.
Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. Well, Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate all the good information, and good luck with the Powerball drawing tonight.
Thank you. So good to talk to you.